yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Failed state, narco state, safe haven for militants and extremists. These are some of the terms frequently used to describe the current situation in Afghanistan. The country has suffered from such severe instability and violence over the past decades that its economy and infrastructure are in tatters. Many of Afghanistan's problems are being blamed on Western intervention and lack of an effective strategy by the U.S. and its allies. Afghanistan was the first country attacked by America as part of its so-called War on Terror. 17 years on, the war-ravaged country has turned into a breeding ground for terrorism. Taliban militants are proving increasingly resilient and making a comeback. The U.S.-led intervention in Afghanistan has created a security vacuum, where extremists even more dangerous and ruthless than the Taliban are sprouting and finding a foothold. The Daesh terrorist group. Daesh suffered fatal blows in Syria and Iraq, but is now appearing as a major threat on Afghan soil. Experts are warning that despite the deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan, U.S. policymakers are unwilling to put militarism away and get to the root of the problems. This is the aftermath of a recent terrorist attack claimed by Daesh in Afghanistan. The group has stepped up its attacks against security forces, civilians, and aid workers in recent months. Daesh terrorists and their affiliates are mostly based in the mountainous areas of north and northeast, with the Nangarhar province considered as their main stronghold. There were also reports of foreign militants infiltrating the southeastern provinces of Paktika and Ghazni. The group emerged in Afghanistan in 2014, but has significantly expanded over the past year. According to intelligence by Russia-led security bloc, Collective Security Treaty Organization, Daesh activity in Afghanistan grew by one-third in 2017 compared with 2016. ISIL has clashed with Taliban militants and at some points joined forces with them to commit horrendous killings. ISIL has recruited many militants from the Taliban's ranks. Many foreign extremists who were unable to make it to Syria and Iraq or were driven out from the two countries have joined the group on Afghan soil. Daesh first came into existence in Iraq in 2014 and then moved into Syria. Many top U.S. politicians have admitted that it was the United States that founded and armed the group in order to pressure regional governments.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
Back in April 2017, the U.S. military dropped the largest bomb in its arsenal in Afghanistan. The Pentagon claimed that the mother of all bombs destroyed Daesh bastions in Nangarhar province. The U.S. military officials announced that the bombing was part of a robust campaign to eradicate Daesh terrorists. But recent Daesh attacks indicate that the terrorist group is far from being vanquished. It is estimated that there are some 10,000 Daesh terrorists in Afghanistan. The foothold of the Takfiri militants is increasing as more terrorists flee Syria and Iraq.
Daesh has significantly increased its power in the country recently. According to our estimates, the number of militants exceeds 10,000 and continues to grow, particularly due to new fighters arriving from Syria and Iraq.
Ironically enough, Daesh cells in Afghanistan have not yet launched any attacks against the U.S. troops and mainly target civilians. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai has said the U.S. government has been colluding with ISIL in his country.
In my view, under the full presence, surveillance, military, political, intelligence, Daesh has emerged. And for 2 years, the Afghan people came, cried aloud of their suffering, of violations. Nothing was done. And then they dropped a bomb, the biggest non-nuclear bomb, on our people in the name of fighting Daesh. And the next day, Daesh takes the next district in Afghanistan.
Neighboring Iran, which has been on the forefront of fighting Daesh in the region, has warned that the United States is currently relocating the terrorist group to Afghanistan to justify its own presence in the region.
توجه بکنید همون دست‌هایی که داعش را به وجود آوردند چه در عراق چه در سوریه و اون جنایات را به وسیله داعش مرتکب شدند و داعش رو ابزاری قرار دادن برای اون همه ظلم بزرگ به مردم همونها باز دارن داعش رو منتقل میکنن به اینجا به افغانستان.
The fertile ground for the growth of extremist groups in Afghanistan has been widely attributed to the 2001 US invasion and America's failing strategy in the following years. The United States invaded Afghanistan in 2001 as part of former President George W. Bush's war on terror.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. These carefully targeted actions are designed to disrupt the use of Afghanistan as a terrorist base of operations and to attack the military capability of the Taliban regime.
America claimed it had evidence showing that the 9/11 attacks were planned and led from inside Afghanistan. America said the military operation was aimed at defeating the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and denying them hideouts. This is especially ironic because it was the United States which funded and used the same militants.
And let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work. And it was President Reagan, in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military, and let's go recruit these Mujahideen. And that's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places.
The U.S. military deployed tens of thousands of troops to the war that began in 2001. The Afghan war has left tens of thousands of civilians dead. According to some estimates, it has also cost American taxpayers well over $1 trillion. But the campaign has been anything but a success. It has turned into America's longest war. Since 2001, U.S. administrations have pledged to win the war and bring all troops home.
Now, many of our troops are returning from Afghanistan, and on Monday, I'll be proud to help welcome them home. That's because this month, our combat mission in Afghanistan will be over. Our war in Afghanistan is coming to a responsible end.
But facts on the ground show the insecurity is worsening by the day. The Taliban and Daesh are taking more and more territory, threatening to topple the government in Kabul. U.S. President Donald Trump was an outspoken critic of the U.S. war in Afghanistan before taking office.
Let's get with it. Get out of Afghanistan. We've wasted billions and billions of dollars, and more importantly, thousands and thousands of lives.
In a clear U-turn, the U.S. president has ordered thousands of American troops back into the war.
My original instinct was to pull out. And historically, I like following my instincts. But all my life, I've heard that decisions are much different when you sit behind the desk in the Oval Office.
Observers believe that as Daesh is gaining more ground in Afghanistan, the United States finds yet another pretext to prolong its military presence in the country. The U.S. military has escalated its airstrikes and the use of heavy bombs since Donald Trump took office in January 2017. Experts have warned that America's militarism is fueling anti-US sentiments and helping extremist groups like Daesh to recruit more easily. After suffering major losses in Iraq and Syria, Daesh terrorists are apparently seeking to establish their so-called caliphate and fly their black flags, this time in Afghanistan. The looming specter of the Takfiri terrorist group is expected to haunt Afghanistan for years to come, with the U.S. increasing military presence in the country. And the people see no clear end in sight to the devastating war.